Come on, clap your hands, oh you people. Clap your hands. And let's shout unto God with a voice of triumph this morning. You may please be seated. Thank you, first of all, media, for that, for making me look good. Thank you for that excellent introduction. Apostle, always a joy to be here. Coming in here is like walking into a cantonment. Is that what they call them here? Cantonment? Or barracks? It's like a barracks. And this part of the barracks is like where the armory is kept. Those bombs going up. Pop, pop. Really privileged to be here. I mean, it's a great honor. It's a great joy. But like Jehu was worrying, you're also like a Jeremiah. And the Lord said to tell you that he has made you a defense city. He has made you an iron pillar. And he has made you a brass wall. That they will come against you. But that those who come against you will fall for your sake. Labaduna masuka bantala kida sutaba. Lejine mantele kuza batika. I prophesy the next season of increase. Of the Lord give me a word. That you're a bulwark. I don't even know what that word really means. But in the realm of the spirit, I saw bulwark. You are a bulwark in the realm of the spirit. And I don't fully know the history or the geography of this area. But what I do know is that, like, things happened on the mountains in the past. And the hand of the enemy was so stayed. It's like God calls you to the mountaintop experience again. To stay the hand of the enemy. It's like there is a dual call upon your life. There is a natural call and a spiritual call. A bulwark in the realm of the spirit, defending territories for the kingdom of God. A bulwark in the realm of the spirit, says the Lord, creating a template for the kingdom, creating a plumb line, creating a sound of truth, and a bulwark in the natural, I hear the Spirit of God say. And that extension is coming. An expansion is coming. And I see a hand raising boundaries of states and causing your influence to move from one section of this geographical metron. So I see that God is increasing your metron, your level of faith, your level of capacity. So I've come to announce a new season has come. It's a season of acceleration. It's a season of increased velocity. It's a season of increased momentum. And with the momentum is not just speed. Momentum speaks about a combination of mass and velocity. So what has happened is speed has come. But with speed has also come a weightiness. With speed comes a realm of kabod. Lord says, this day do I increase your kabod. It was like the last time I came, angels, like fresh angels were coming. Even now, there even is a change of angelic guards around you. Because the warfare intensifies. But God says your protection is in the place of war. Your protection is on the war front. And do not say, I am alone, says the Lord. I said to my servant Elijah, there are 7,000. Today I speak to you. There are men I'm raising who will stand with you as a bulwark. Who will stand with you and declare and defend the precepts of the kingdom. So arise, my son, and rejoice in this hour. This is a time of war. But it's also a time of rejoicing. Because I have given you the victory even before the warfare. So lift your hands and understand that it is me who is at work. To will, to do my good pleasure. And my good pleasure is to take territory. I use you only as an instrument in my hands to extend my boundaries, to extend my sphere's influence. It is me who's working. It is me who's writing. It is me who's moving. It is me who's declaring. You are just my mouthpiece. And in this season, I make you my oracle. I increase my weight upon you. I increase my glory around you. Men seek for glamour. I will give you glory. Men seek for fame. I will give you honor. I will give you that which only I can do. So lift your hand in this season. Lift your heart and rejoice for what I am doing, says the Lord God. Your influence has increased. Your voice has been heard over the nations. But now do I move from your voice alone to territory I shall give you. Territory that shall speak of my kingdom, of my power, of my honor, of my glory, says the Spirit of the Lord to you, man of God. Oh, la bodas kevanta la kita shita. Lord, we intercede for your servant. Thank you for the depth of revelation you've given to him. Thank you, Almighty God, for the depth of insight and understanding he has. Thank you for this mantle, this fresh mantle that rests upon him. Lord, we bring an ancient grace. We bring, Almighty God, that which you have given us, O God, and we join to his, O God, in this season. Glory to your name, our Father. Hallelujah. Amen. He just teleported, that I saw that man here. He flew in the spirit realm. How did he do it? This is what Philip did. Greetings to you. What I wanted to share, but I'll do it in the evening. So we'll just spend time sharing. So in the evening, we can go straight into the message. But let me just share a word that's in my heart for the ministers who work here. So I feel that the Lord is speaking. Remember in 1 Kings 13 about the man of God and the old prophet. Now a man of God came from Judah to Bethel, where King Jeroboam was burning incense to idols, bringing people from all sorts, from all walks of life to be priests, where there was a lot of idolatry. And what makes it so bad was that Jeroboam was a man that had such a great prophecy hanging upon his head. But he had derailed by this time, bringing idol worship. And the man of God was sent from Judah to Bethel. But there was an old prophet who was living in Bethel, who still carried the grace to prophesy, because he gave an accurate prophecy. His sons had gone to listen to the man of God. Sometimes we find that the men of God are in the place where Jeroboam is worshipping the golden calf, but cannot be used by God to bring an accurate word. Cannot be used by God to speak his mind. Because what has happened is that perhaps compromise has set in. Who knows? Maybe Jeroboam was sending gifts to the old prophet. The way he tried to entice the man of God, says, come home with me and take some money. I had a message years ago called The Making of the Old Prophet. The journey from becoming a man of God to an old prophet. And the Lord has spoken to me personally over these years. Like he said to Cain, Sin lies, crouches at the door of your life. It's waiting to come in. You must rule over it. You must control it. You must contain it. It's not just sin. Religion crouches. Traditionalism crouches. Covetousness crouches. And it's to make a man of God an old prophet and bring you into the place of ineffectiveness. And in the danger of a Samson, says he wished not, he did not even know. He said, I would rise up as before, but he did not even know that the Spirit of God had departed. Some do not know, others know, like the old prophet, and they work at destroying the man of God. They work at perverting the truth because they do not want to be discovered. So we're coming into a new season where God has been long-suffering. God has been patient. And once a message of truth begins to go out, once the plumb line begins to go out, God has a witness with which he can judge. He never judges until he sees the witness of the truth. So part of the warfare around you, man of God. It's like it's, what's that word? It's an effect, a multiplier effect. Once the message of truth begins to go out, then judgment has to come. If not, God will not be true to his word. But he can be silent for 400 years and do nothing. So we can find that voice crying out in the wilderness. When Noah was building an ark, there should have been many houses building that same ark. How come it was just one man who was building when God wanted something on the earth? So, like I said the last time we were here, it's like we're coming again to this threshing floor of Nahum, where God's long suffering having been tested, he stretches out his hand to do what he has wanted to do. It's like there is sometimes an Ichabod, but people are unable to sense that Ichabod has taken place. There were visions once of an angel with signboards of Ichabod, nailing them on the doors of churches. Ichabod, 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 Ichabod. But not aware. People not aware that there's a sign outside that reads Ichabod. Sometimes I speak to my music ministers. I say, sometimes I just don't feel like hearing people today. I don't know why. I just don't feel like hearing. You know, sometimes musicians will sing. Blessing. Sure. But in the spirit, you're hearing. What's that? The person is doing. Blessing. You're hearing. That's a banshee. Sound of a banshee. Banshee is a female demon. Possessing the voice of a popular musician, and everybody's enjoying the voice, but in the spirit what we're hearing is the screech of a banshee. And then we, the ministers, will embrace the banshees. If I sit somewhere and they do special number I don't like, I don't clap. I say, clap. Why? Man of God, I don't go out to preach. I'm like, I just stay in my family, tell them not to drink alcohol. Mama, I'm always glad to be here with you and your husband. So there is a call to ministers to come into the place of truth. And I'm speaking to myself again. I was on Instagram, and I think they must have sponsored a post, some pornographic post. So I watched it. Then I was thinking, did you just see something? So I just turned away. I couldn't. So I went back to it. I said, I thought Instagram was clean. Man of God, I know. I think I've seen your face a couple. Are you the one I see on Instagram? So before, it was ministers I used to see, but now I was seeing a prostitute giving out her number and describing something that I only read about in the days of Diana of the Ephesians, temple prostitutes, asking husbands to come to her and not touch their wives until they get their breakthroughs. What a demonic intent. I watched it through it. I said, I can't even believe this exists. And it must have avoided the filter or algorithm for sanctioning it. After that, I just said, okay, let me see what's next. Didn't know that that one had caused the algorithm to bring up. So instead of seeing your face, I then began to see, what's going on here? It was a demonic onslaught. Now understand what happened to Lot. A righteous man, but who was defiled by the things he heard and saw. God's work rises and falls on the back of leaders. Every ministry has a cap, a leadership lead. You can never take the people beyond the level of its leadership. And the heart of God is with leadership. God does nothing until he finds a man, a ministry, a team, a people who go out, hear what he's saying, then come back and take the people in there. So 12 men Moses found. Go and do an inventory. See if we can, how we can take the land. I don't know why Moses actually asked them to give a public report. He must have trusted them. That was a great error he made. They should have spoken to him and he could have corrected them. But they caused that spirit to come into the crowd. And because 12 men, well, 10 did not have understanding, 3 million roamed around for 40 years. The leader himself died. The two who had faith roamed around themselves. Why? Because 10 men did not understand the mind of God. And the greatest danger is to have an Aaron in your ministry. Strong enough not to take the people back to Egypt, but giving them the golden calves of Egypt at the foot of the mountain. That's powerful. So you as a leader up in the mountain, come down and find your assistant dancing naked with the girls. And so we have a failure of leadership. We have a failure in the pulpit. I think it was Elisha who they came to after one man of God had gone to find some poison mushrooms. And the cry was, there's death in the pot. So what are we feeding the people? Oh, I've got some great men of God here. You guys, Pastor Steve talks to me about you all the time. Salutations, man of God. Salutations. This is the man with the golden voice. Death in the pot. Death in the pot. Death in the pot. What are we feeding the people? When I saw conference on prayer, even me, I had to go and repent. Hi. I said, I thought I was the only one who could do conference on prayer. We battled for so long all alone over the years. At some point, I had to withdraw and be like a Joash, hidden in the house until there's a Jehoiada move around me so we can emerge again. Man of God, you don't know what you represent. But there cannot just be one Noah building an ark. There's death in the pot. There's death in the pot. Sometimes on our Instagram groups, you know, oh, we're doing prayer. Somebody will send emoji. Strong hand. He said, these people are sending, no, it's not prayer. Emoji hand is not prayer. You know, the one with muscle hand. Then we send this one. You're in the kitchen turning soup, oh, just send one prayer. What kind of prayer is that? Is that prayer? Ha! How did I get here? Death in the pot. Death in the pot. What are we feeding the people? We're raising infants. Well, I don't want to sound like I'm praising you really, but I've heard some of your men. Who's that man who was so strong? Which guest minister was that? He said there's a man in the house. The blessings that the anointing on your head, which is a message we've been ruminating on recently, how to get the beard to release the oil to the body. Because many times you see the oil on the head, you see a bit of it on the beard. It's not in the body. In fact, the beard even pushes the oil away and brings its own oil and feeds death in the pots of the people. But I sense, we've been praying for years, but I sense a recalibration that's going on. And as God told Elijah, you're not the only one. Elijah should have. See, I think what happened to Elijah was he was expecting Ahab. He was expecting Ahab to have been converted. And he was judging the move from Ahab, from seeing Ahab. Meanwhile, they just destroyed the 400 prophets of Baal and the prophets of Asherah. So he should have been confident. Are you guys still here? I'm a little busy. These are my people here. I don't even know why I came here. I'm being honest, I don't know. Just feeling my way today. Conference on prayer. A conference on prayer. Not 21 steps to your glory. Where are you from, you this man? And people came. You came to hear how to pray. And then I heard the sound. Honestly, I'm going home. I have nothing to teach you this church again. But I just sense it's a new season. It's a new season. And one of the messages I've been preaching is that the difference between a Moses move and a Joshua move, because both of them crossed a body of water. But Moses was powerful. Wrote the first 5 books of the Bible. Moses was a genius. Saw God face to face. God defended him. When Moses lifted his hands, the Red Sea parted. When Moses struck the rock, water came out of the rock. And Moses prayed, manna fell from heaven. But everything about Moses was under the power of one man's personal anointing. Moses' move was not an arrival, it was a departure. Moses' move was one man. And that's the model we see in the world. And that's the model we now see in the church. But Moses did not enter the land of promise. So I'm telling my friends, check if your ministry is a Moses ministry. If it's all about you, if it's all about you, then it's unlikely you'll enter the promised land. As powerful as Moses was. But comes Joshua. So where was Moses? Beg your pardon. Where was Joshua when his leaders crossed? Because he chose 12 men. So Joshua was not even there. He found 12 men. He had learned the principle and the power of delegation. I play a trick on pastors. I'll ask the pastors, by the way, who locks the door of your church in the night? And if the pastor knows, I'll say, Moses, how can you know everything about everything? Who's taking certain decisions? But Joshua was the corporate power of the people. With Moses, if the man of God is gifted, maybe with healing, everybody is healed. If the man of God is gifted with wealth creation, everybody gets wealth, gets wealthy. But it's about the man of God. When the man of God is not there, trouble. 1 week he will manage. 2 weeks he's watching video to make sure everything is in order. By the third week he has to come quickly because he's a Moses. But Joshua is the new model of church where it's not about the man of God. But it's about breaking open the heavens so that healing comes, power comes. It's about creating what Jacob says. Jacob says, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. He saw angels ascending and descending. That's what is so powerful about this house. That you can come in and hear the sound of a roar. The corporate sound of a house that can pray. What a blessing from God. So we've got to teach the ministers. Can you transition from a Moses model to a Joshua model? Can you raise men and women? Can you decentralize the church? Can you bring a plurality of elders? Can you allow people the liberty to come around you? Why did they bring Jesus? I beg your pardon, Judas. Why did they have to pay Judas to identify Jesus? If not, Peter would have died for our sins. Peter was the one who looked like he was the leader. They would have arrested him and killed him immediately. And we'll still be in our sins. But they said, show us the rabbi. They couldn't identify him from the other 11. Now you can always tell how the man of God is. The way we walk. And then the way we preach. Someone said, if you want to be a man of God, just anything you say, add aha to it. How are people doing today? Aha. What are you going to eat? Oh, that makes you sort of more powerful. Was it here I was saying why I came down to preach? How I traveled to America years ago. I wanted to preach like an American. God is going to do something in my life today. I said to the Lord. I woke up this morning. I said, Jesus, what am I going to wear to preach? Pa, 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 pa. And the Lord said, lay out your ties on the table for me to choose. And I said, Lord, which tie? And the Lord said, blue, white, yellow, red, you choose one, my son. Sometimes I ask my people, how do people hear God that well? Me, I don't hear like that, too. So you heard the Lord say, lay red, white, yellow, I help you choose. Ha, now, wow. Please, let me preach something little before I leave in this session. But honestly, God is speaking to us in this season. And about time, too, some of us have been hidden in the house for almost 20 years. Because we were fighting a different apostolic battle. So 25 years ago, we fought differently. For the last 20 years, we fought differently. We're preserving a weakness in hiding. A different assignment, and it's God who knows how He gives. Hasn't been easy when you know you can speak, and the Lord says, keep quiet. And then you see younger people rising up, God is saying, support them. Hallelujah. Okay, let's close with Jeremiah chapter 1 from verse 9. Verse 9. Then the Lord put forth His hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. I just want to share a few thoughts in the few minutes left about. Maybe tonight, I want to talk tonight about this message I used to preach years ago. And it's a message of Jesus groaning in the place of prayer. Years ago, I discovered groaning. I went to a church and tried to teach groaning. And he was like, my word, this guy crazy. What's that? Why is that in the Bible? Do you remember expressions in the spirit? Expressions in the spirit. And so when I teach in prayer, I try to take us a little deeper, and I just don't bring a teaching. I like to bring a demonstration. So I want to talk maybe later tonight, this evening, about Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. How Hebrews 5:7 says, with cries and tears, you know, and groanings. But today I just want to look at some fundamentals. So when I really love this house. I love this house. And I feel this is, in a sense, the model of that apostolic house, that governing territorial house, that house that just sort of has... It's like when you have reception, an antenna picks up, like a house that just sort of releases signals in the spirit. The signals repel the enemy. The signals stop the forces of darkness. The signals push back. And it's like every state needs this kind of a house. And I guess, man of God, I don't know how you're going to do it. When I saw the boundaries being erased. So I don't know what it speaks of, but it's like a sphere of influence. I know it's something to do with pushing back. And I know as historically there was a decimation on the hills or mountains in the past. I don't know the full story, but I was just asking them in the car, what happened in the mountains in this area many years ago? Because I feel You're going to the mountain. You're building a mountaintop experience to do the same thing that happened centuries ago. I'm sure you understand what I'm talking about. So is this, can I now pretend this is my church? This is our church. Okay. So three things I'm teaching in this season in our church. Number one is the concept of the mouth. Number two is the shout. And number three is the song in the spirit. Which one shall we do in the next 15 minutes? The mouth, the shout, or the song in the spirit? Ah, you guys, I thought you were United Church. Yeah, let's make up our mind. Okay, let's vote. The mouth is a lecture on anatomy. It's a lecture on the functionality of the mouth from a medical point of view. The mouth is used for talking. It's called phonation in medicine. And the mouth is used for chewing. And then with the mouth, I tell you about digestion, about teeth, about tongue. And I tell you that as good as medicine is, as good as science is, it has a limitation. And there is a foolishness of God that's wiser than the wisdom of men. And I go to the scripture where it says, the Lord touched my mouth and put words in my mouth. And the words, verse 10, says, I want you, I think verse 11, to root out. Verse 11, please. To pull down, to throw down, to destroy, to build, and to bless. So that's the trailer of the mouth. Still on the mouth? Then the shout is a scripture in Isaiah 26:19, I think, where it says, let those who are lying down get up and shout. Yes. Can I see the NIV version? It says, you who dwell in the dust, help me highlight that part. You who are going through depression, you who are going through oppression, you are down and out. Can you just wake up and shout? It explains. But I think this church has the shout. There's something about a shout that's prophetic, that shows passion, determination, energy, that declares the things to come. The Bible says God ascends with a shout. Notice how people who are down, who are frustrated, they're not able to shout. And I'm not talking about a carnal kind of shout. There's a shout from the realm of the spirits. Number says the shout of a king is a shout of a king. It's like a roar. This shout, these churches that have this shout, it's like they graduate from singing songs to retaining the shout as worship and warfare. The Moses church can't handle these things. It takes this kind of house. And the people in this house are like breakthrough believers. A little one in this house is 1,000. A small one is a great nation. And sometimes you see a Moses church, 20,000. But in the spirit, it's a whimper. In the spirit, there's no energy. It's really a house. Bible talks about a house of slaves. Sometimes some people say it's like a zoo, a human zoo, where we're gathering people, but no transformation, no authority, no language, no unction, no power, and no shout. Am I making any sense? And then the third is the song in the spirit. So which one shall we do for 10? Let's ask Mama. Mama, which one? Mama said song in the spirit, and so it is. Okay, just for a few minutes, let's just look at this is a pastoral side of teaching, or the teaching side. In 1 Corinthians 14, Paul said, what is the conclusion? He says, I will pray in the spirit, I will pray with my understanding. He says, I would also sing in my understanding, and I will also sing in the spirit. You know, when you are hungry, you can tell. The signs of hypoglycemia, low sugar, you're irritable, you're yawning, you have a headache. It's a physical sign. Sometimes you haven't exercised, for those who are used to it, your body tells you you need exercise. Or sometimes you haven't been with friends and people, you yearn, you're feeling a bit lonesome and you need connection. There are signs of loneliness. We can tell the signs. But do you know, as we have signs in the natural, Bible says, who knows the heart of a man except the spirit of a man that's in that man? So there are times when our spirits are picking up something. It says Paul was grieved. Paul perceived. Paul was pressed. These are spiritual signs. I'll talk about it this evening. Is that okay? But for the few moments here, I want to explain how, if you take prayer, we can articulate prayer. Oh Lord God, my Father, I'm asking you to bring me into a season of increase. I'm asking for favor. I'm asking that you open doors of blessings. Enlarge my coast. Increase my territory. Oh God, like Jabez cried out to you, I cry out, oh God. Let your hand be upon the son of a right, the son of your right hand whom you have chosen. Oh Lord God, I ask for the mantle of your grace to rest upon me. I pray for faith. I'm asking you for wisdom. Let the fear of the Lord come upon me that I may not sin against. And that is so powerful. Now some people can pray 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. And after a while, they run out of words. And what happens when you run out of words? That's where the Bible gives us language to pray in tongues. And we begin to pray in tongues. Labos kabata shita damande. Labadus kabakura. So sometimes when I pray, it's like a nail in a wall. I use a hammer and I knock a nail into the wall. When the nail is steady, I take off my hand and I use my right hand to push the nail in, hammer the nail in. So the same way for me in prayer, I would start most times in my understanding, and then when I run out of words or I sense an urgency, I then switch into tongues and then begin to push in tongues. And the last time I was here, I was saying how tongues then can take you into various dimensions. Remember, there's the tongues. Sorry, ladies, but sometimes I speak ladies' tongues. Le pratele masuprata lika tubaha le kita. Sometimes I speak orthopedic surgeon tongues. Shabakata bokata mbahata. And then my best, remember my vernacular tongues. Yige gogolo mande uha. Ejima ando mosu baba. It's like kawushaha hekuka. Edubu zubu duba ande. And so sometimes we pray in tongues, we define ourselves. Sometimes we pray in tongues, we're glorifying God. Sometimes we pray in tongues, it is clearly warfare. Sometimes we pray in tongues, we are birthing, we are groaning. And the one I love best, I mean, there's some guys, man, this church gave me some guys came out here and they're almost vomiting on the floor. Hey. How so powerful. When you begin to groan, and it's not, and I went to one church where they were doing groaning. They said, oh, in this church, we bark like dogs. They're going, go, go. Oh, I said, this is demonic. I'm not talking about that. So, then some people are groaning. So I changed my message to expressions in the spirit that these things come after you are immersed in prayer. In fact, please don't start praying until you have prayed. That means be so immersed in the spirit that then your utterances are spiritual utterances. But what makes the mouth so powerful is that when we receive the Holy Spirit baptism of the nine gifts, tongues is the one that is the evidence. Because in medicine, the area of speech is called Broca's area 44. So the Holy Spirit grabs your Broca's area and then keeps it in your mind. It's the only gift you can recall when you want to. The others, you have to wait for the Holy Spirit to move you. So I can speak in tongues at any time. So I'm just explaining that scripture that we can pray in our understanding. But guess what? When you begin to pray in tongues, it's a different dimension. So I just quickly run through the... Am I making any sense here? So I ran through the different things about praying in tongues. Remember we spoke about... I used different examples. Remember the example I gave about... Which one was it? The woman in the hospital. I give so many examples. The one about the woman in the hospital. She's having a baby. And the baby is not coming through. The husband is panicking. The doctors don't know what to do. The obstetrician is confused. So the husband runs here and says, Apostle, please pray with me. Now, unknown to us, while he's explaining the situation, the woman has the baby. And they take the baby quickly, because the baby is limp, and put the baby in ICU. But NEPA fails, no light. The mother is bleeding. She's a rare blood group type. They're searching for this blood group. They can't find. Then the doctor who did the delivery is weak and tired. He's been standing for 6 hours. Then the man comes and says, you people, please pray. And we said, don't worry. There's nothing God cannot do. And we all begin to pray. Oh God, our Father, you are glorious in all of your holiness. You're a God who does wonders. And it's important to pray. In fact, when people start praying in tongues, it's like they are empty cymbals. Please, can you articulate some language first for us? We're praying, Almighty God, for this child, for this woman to have this baby. It is not your wish, oh God, that this baby will not come forth. Oh God, give the doctors wisdom. You know, doctors care, but only you can bring a child into birth. Is childbirth not, oh God, a miracle from God? Lord, we pray, we push this baby out. And God is saying, oh God, it's like God is like a railway, like a train that wants to move, but the tracks for a train to move are the prayers we pray. And we can never, there's no engineer that can lay tracks as fast as the train is moving. So there is always room for prayer. Prayers are never wasted. Stored up somewhere in a bottle in heaven. So we must keep bringing vials of incense before God. And so we're praying. We're praying, oh God, help this woman to give this baby, to deliver this baby. Then the moment someone catches a revelation and begins to go, Palate Simakuta Bande, Barata, the angels start clapping. Finally. Because in the if God were to then give you interpretation of tongues, we're praying for NEPA to come back to that ICU. We're praying for someone to donate blood who's group AB. And sometimes then with fervency begins to come. And perhaps that child is in the place where the child cannot breathe and needs resuscitation from death. You find someone, a burden comes upon someone. It's no longer a prayer point. So prayer point is what we do in that church. Here is a burden, and burdens are to be discharged. Sometimes it's your destiny that you need to birth like that. So there are seasons of life where the burden comes upon you. This is not the one you send amen. This is the one. It's coming from within you. So all this is prayer. But Paul said, I will also sing in my understanding. And I also sing in the spirit. So the way we transition from praying in understanding, which is powerful, to praying in tongues, which is a postgraduate version. And then groaning is now the professorial. Deeper dimension. So what Jesus did, there's a term in medicine. They said that's the only thing with Jesus, where your sweat becomes blood. It's actually documented in medical books that you can sweat blood. Now, the same way in prayer, it is in singing. Hey, man of God, what are your favorite songs? Give me just one. Any song at all. Any song. I just want to explain something. How powerful.
I'm your own.
Watch how this man is going to change the anointing.
Till the day you will come.
Sabaduma.
Jesus, I'm your own. I'm your property. Till the day you will have Jesus, I'm your own.
So this new church understands prayer. It's like you're making a soup. There are ingredients. It's not just one or the other. So here, the melody in his voice, the sweetness of that psalmist, just creating a different atmosphere. The same way a prayer warrior with articulation in English can pray and angels will be smiling, people will be saying, wow. But then, what makes this man so powerful is that not only is he gifted, but he has a sound that takes singing from the level of understanding and begins to move it to a higher dimension. And how does it happen? That's what I would have taught if I had more time. But I promised to be on time today. What happens is this. So I will teach the people. What are the words you sang? I will.
I am your own. I am yours.
I am yours, Jesus. I am yours. No. That's not a song. I'm just giving words. But when he's singing, he pulls out his words. Do it for us. I am yours.
I'm your own.
Speak at your.
Till the day you will come.
I am yours.
Jesus.
So he pushes Jesus. That's what makes a line a song. You put a melody on it and you pull the words out. Do you understand? I am yours, Jesus. I am yours, Jesus. The same way, many people, you see, in the church, everybody should pray. Everybody must pray, but there's prayer department. Everybody must sing, but there's choir. We can't leave it to the choir. Bring the one you have. So in singing in the spirit, how many of you don't know how to sing in the spirit? Let me see your hand. You don't know how to sing in the spirit. Be honest with me. You have tried it. How many of you can sing in the spirit? Okay, it doesn't matter. What you do, if you can pray in tongues. When my daughter got married, I was trying to dance. I was supposed to dance with her, but I can't even dance for my namesake. So I had to get a dancing instructor. I said, bro, can I really dance? I don't know how to dance. So I said, Pastor, don't worry, I will teach you. I said, many lessons. He said, just four. I said, four lessons, I will be dancing. Oh yeah, do it. Nobody told me. He said, if you can walk, you can dance. That really encouraged me. So I say the same thing. If you can pray in tongues, you can sing in the spirit. So you take labatosuk, if I'm praying, labadushakada bande. I will now do ijele badumbade. So some people, when you say sing in the spirit, they'll pray jadada ba 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 ba. No, you're annoying me. I have to teach you how to make sound. So everyone, let's go. Yeah, that's enough. Yeah, do it. Yeah. Janenenenemo. Salele bondulande. Pull it out. Okay, let's see who can go as far. Sambo dolomande. GUC. Let me compete with you. Let's go. Yeah. 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 So this church, when you hear their worship, so they sing the normal song and then they move it into the spirit. Don't start, just stay. Do you know when will angels begin to appear after 10-15 minutes of that thing? You don't need to wait. That's why this place, you don't need to wait for the man of God to do anything. Some, I feel I'm teaching what you people already know. And there are dimensions. And today, there's a voice of a chant. So what is the chant? The chant is this kind of melody that comes with singing in the spirit. There's a peculiarity to it. But there are different kinds of chantings. So today, there's a popular chant. GUC, I'm sure you're a chanter, if I could call you that. Play some, let the drummer, let's close with this.
Oh,
yes.
Whoa.
Everybody.
Oh.
Elemaniala. Shalele borutala. Asamande o. Shale shale shalele. Shambolo mantaliane. Hold on. Listen. This angels are coming now. Hold on. This is no longer practice. Tap into a breakthrough right now. Listen, we're just going to sing for 5 minutes. And I feel something is just going to break over this house. Listen, lift your hand to God first. Lift your hand to God. Everyone, lift your hand to God and let's pray together. I want you to call on God. Say, Heavenly Father, I come to you today in the name that's above every name. You said in your word, whosoever comes to you, you will in no wise cast out. I ask you, O God, today, that the Spirit of the Lord will come upon me. The Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of understanding. I need the Spirit of might. I need the Spirit of counsel. Give me the fear of the Lord. Today, give me a breakthrough. Let your hands come upon me. Oh God, touch me. Oh God, heal me. Send men to me. Someone say, remember me for good. This is my hour. Hey, hey, hey. Begin to bless the Lord. Thank you. I want you to introduce where I can sing. Just play any song. So let's chant level 2. No. Just play freestyle. Level 2. Look. 2. Warfare. Give me a warfare chant. We want to chant on behalf of the man of God. Hold on. Remember this tune. Jesus, that was so powerful. But you know, Jesus said, when you pray, go into your closet. So that was the closet song you gave us. Then he said, where two or three are gathered. So there's a protocol for closet prayer, and there's a protocol for corporate prayer. So sometimes, privately, you lie on the floor, you worship the Lord. But when we come together, hallelujah, the sound is the sound of war. It's a sound that just sort of leads angels. Remember when Joshua was asking God for a strategy? There were the angels waiting, but Joshua had to get his own army ready before the angels could join him. Sometimes in song, our song is a song in the spirit that the angels ride upon for the breakthroughs to bring down the walls of Jericho. Trumpet. Hey. Where's the trumpet now? Military. Hold on. What's your name, man of God? What's your name? Rex, you know, some of the greatest trumpeters were jazz singers. So, but in church, it's not jazz. At least in warfare, the same trumpet, brings a different sound. If you look at Psalm 47, verse 5, please give us Psalm 47, verse 5 very quickly. Psalm 47, verse 5, see what it says. It says, any other version. And it's okay, let's say this. It says, God ascends. That's why I teach the shouts. And then how to teach the sounding of the trumpets. So it's not a jazz sound. It's a warfare sound, Rex. Do it. Ba 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 ba. It's a bugle. Palele. Fantastic. But now, I want you to harmonize with these people. Okay, you guys go first, then you join us. So what we're going to do now, it's like... See you see, let's go to a new level. Come on, I'm on the road. Okay, let's go. Let me declare about this house. Kanemo subandela. Shamanele bosuna makile bosu patale. Shamatile bosu barata.
Kamandile Mosula Bari Baruka Teye. Ele Masile Masila Boruma Talibo. Ele Mosula Ba. Ele Mosula Brande. I need a choir who can do this with me. With Tuesday. Kabade, Kabade, Kabade. Akubane, Sumane, Barita, Masude.